Buddhism has many annual layers, like big trees. And traditionally, we respect those efforts. Which our patrons did for more than 2,000 of years. We have made a great effort to develop Buddha's way. And this point is very, very important for Buddhism as a religion. Without this point, without the appreciation of the effort our patriarchs did, it is difficult to have religious feeling in Buddhism. And this temple is was started 1964. At that time, there were not many priests in America. And founder himself worked very hard and collected the donation and bought this building, but he couldn't pay. Pay for it completely. A part of the expense was borrowed from bank. And after that, Japanese members, year after year, they paid for this building, even they were in camp. At wartime, they collected the money in the camp and paid a mortgage. And this was, they were very proud of the effort which they did in the camp. But if you compare the effort to the to our ancestors' effort in India, China, and Japan, and Patriarch's effort, who devoted to this teaching, it is nothing. that is why. And then was polished up in this way. So even though one line of the Gita or scripture is the result of their actual effort. That is not just teaching. They wrote it by their blood. So we should not forget this point. And we should continue this effort forever, generation after generation, wherever we are, we must continue this effort. This is our responsibility as a Buddhist. I said this morning, this afternoon, it is necessary to have some aim in our life. The supreme aim for as a Buddhist is to be a successor of our ancestors, to be a successor of the patriarchs. That is the most important point. Or else you are studying Buddhism from outside. You are always outsider. For outsiders, Buddhism is nothing. When you accept it as your own, and when you try to develop it as your own, then Buddhism has tremendous meaning to us. It may be difficult for you to understand what kind of life our patriarchs had. And those stories, those historical events, are not translated into English so much. But I think it is the most important point if you want to study Buddhism. Intellectual study is, of course, necessary. Especially intellectually, patriarchs made a great effort. Sometimes they studied Buddhism intellectually. Until even though they called, they were treated as a heretic. They studied completely from just pure intellectual fire. They did not ignore the smallest logical point of Buddhism. And they revealed, sometimes they revealed the historical truths. They taught but their words a reason why they did it, and why they did it was also intellectually understood by all the Buddhists. For instance, our lineage, they are historically, they are summed up in our lineage from Buddha to us, especially before Bodhidharma, there are some doubts. Everyone knows that is not historically true, but even though what was the name of the patriarch is not historically true, but Buddhism should be carried out in that way. And actually, Buddhism was carried on, transmitted, or was taught one to the other. If so, what is written is not exactly right, but the fact that the teaching was transmitted in that way, and spirit of teaching in that way. In this way, there are many historical untruths or scientific untruths in Buddhism, but we Buddhists know scientific study is not perfect. There are limits in scientific truth, and artistic expression of the teaching also is not perfect. But in art too, that which was painted is more real than actual existence. So it is the same thing with our teaching. Our teaching is more human, actual human being. So some precepts is most of precepts is very difficult to follow, but the precepts which are difficult to observe appears more directly to us and encourage us more and help us more. than to observe some rules, worldly rules, which is possible to observe. The rules, if you do not observe, you will be punished. Because of the punishment, all the rules, law, are possible to be observed. But the point is to observe. And why we should observe it, not for ourselves, but for others. Not to disturb others, we have to observe it. It protects rather someone rather than yourself. That is the nature of law, usual law. But our precepts are for ourselves, not for others. It will protect you yourself. And it will encourage you, and it will appease your inmost request. That is why we have precepts. The precepts, all the precepts, is not looks like. And dear, looks like idealistic, looks like too idealistic, but actually it is more practical for human beings. And those precepts were created by our effort. So, without this kind of understanding, you cannot understand what is Buddhism. You cannot treat Buddhism, Buddhist precepts, as you treat the law of the country. What we do or practice here looks like very impractical. To spend all day in sitting on your cushion, this is big waste of time. Most unpractical thing. But if you understand you yourself, you will understand why you practice dhamma. The necessity is within yourself. Necessity of the precepts is in yourself, not outside of you. And we all try to observe strict precepts for ourselves, not for others at all. So, for the advanced students, we have more and more strict precepts. the last precept we decide. It's don't ignore or don't be blasphemous about the teaching. This is the last one. People who will be critical to the teaching is pretty advanced students. So for such students we give very, very strict punishment because of love. He will not like candy anymore. He will like strict discussion about the teaching. And the punishment according should be very strict. While if you kill someone or something, some animal, the punishment will not be so bad. They are good enough to punish. But we do not encourage to kill. But they are not so good. But the people who become critical to the teaching, we punish him very strictly. And at the same time, to punish him is very difficult. Not so easy. And this is the nature of strict precepts. Zazen is very difficult. Everyone knows. And you cannot practice it completely. But we should not give up. When you give up, you are not a human being anymore. As long as we are human being, we should not give up. We have enough reason. We should practice it. Before you realize the necessity or need of practice, you will ignore it. But your practice brings out various necessity why you should practice. And that necessity will drive you sincere practice. In this way, our practice will be polished. And at the same time, our everyday life will be polished out, defined. So, in this way, Japanese culture was punished or have been punished. Before Buddhism came, Japanese people are very optimistic people. They have no idea of sin. They have no darkness in their life. They are very optimistic people. But when, after Buddhism was introduced into Japan, people became more and more pessimistic. They have to think more and they have to reflect on themselves more before they say, we are doing everything right, but it was not so. So, Prince Chotok set up the Constitution of Japan. And he said it is necessary to correct, to improve our character. If we want to improve our character, it is necessary to study Buddhism. Without respect of triple treasures, Dhamma, Sangha, Dhamma, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Triple treasures. How is it possible to deform our character? In his constitution, he said, he declared so. And in this way, we became more and more reflective. And we are concentrated to work inward instead of just outward effort. Maybe before then Buddhism came, we are too pessimistic. We became too pessimistic. And Buddhism, Zen Buddhism was very practical, although it is more strict and more simple, but it was practical. The pessimistic people in old times tried to make some compensation by their elaborate effort, building beautiful temples or making priests love by lotus thread or making thousands of stupa. In this way, they wanted to. They practice independence. But still, that their sincerity will be appreciated, should be appreciated fully, but their way is too elaborate and their way was not practical enough. So, but then was very simple, and the teaching is very direct and to the point. So Buddhism, Zen Buddhism was accepted completely by people after Kamakura period. But even so, our effort is concentrated mainly inward. Even though they were fighting with each other, they did not forget to practice them and to make some effort to reform our characters. And we respected the leaders of that time, who is more reflective and kind and sincere, not only powerful, but also they have to be generous and they have to have good understanding of Buddhism, and they have to respect royal families. And we have many national treasuries owned by the influential people there at that time. In this way, Zen was developed. So even though a busy country as America, like America, there must be some, we should spare some time in this kind of practice. And I think we should have more composure in our life, and we should respect our tradition. Both Buddhist tradition and Christian tradition. Thank you.